I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A conservation goal set more than a decade ago points to an ambitious target, preserving 21% of Connecticut's land as open space by 2023. But the state now says funding has lagged and it won't reach that goal. About 670,000 acres of open space need to be conserved to meet the target. To put that into context, it's an area that in total acreage would be bigger than Litchfield County, the largest county in the state.
We're not going to reach the 21% goal by 2023.
Graham Stevens works in the Land Management Office at the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. He says the goal is broken down between the DEP and conservation partners like towns, land trusts, and water utilities. That means DEEP is on the hook for preserving about 320,000 acres, a land area roughly the size of Windham County.
I think it was a very large stretch goal. Before that deadline of 2023 was set up, you know, the conservation efforts in Connecticut were very low. For the few years after the goal was set, there was large investments by all parties.
But in recent years, Stevens says a lot of that funding has dried up.
Is it vital that we reach that number of acres protected by 2023? I don't think that's the most important thing that we do. I think the most important thing that we do is identify the lands of highest conservation and recreation value and ensure they're protected.
So, in the coming months, DEEP will be releasing a refined strategy for preserving open space. It's called the Green Plan, and rather than preserving isolated pockets of forest all over, Stevens says its approach will be to conserve targeted areas of land in an effort to weave together bigger greenways. It's a tactic he says will be valuable for things like mitigating climate change. And about that 2023 goal, even though it seems out of reach, Stevens says he doesn't want to change it. He says doing so may send the wrong message to the community that's been working so hard to protect open space in Connecticut. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.